From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A ceasefire goes into effect in Syria. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry declared it may be the last chance to preserve the country fractured by 5 years of civil war.
The resumption of a nationwide cessation of hostilities that excludes only al-Qaeda affiliate al-Nusra and Daesh.
Kerry says it's too early to know if that ceasefire announced by the U.S. and Russia on Saturday will be effective. Russia's foreign ministry says humanitarian aid to the Syrian city of Aleppo would start immediately. The U.S. government characterized the agreement as one that places a lot of pressure on Russia to deliver. While some key insurgent leaders have criticized the agreement and expressed skepticism it can succeed, they apparently are accepting it in hopes it will eventually lead to political talks to remove President Bashar al-Assad from power. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton says she is feeling fine and getting better as she recovers from pneumonia at her home outside New York City. Clinton canceled campaign appearances Monday and Tuesday in California. New York University ethicist Arthur Kaplan says the public should be skeptical about what candidates say about their health.
Well, I think you have to look at what the candidates tell us about their health through a very skeptical lens. This is political information as much as it is health.
Clinton had been diagnosed with pneumonia on Friday, but reporters had been kept in the dark about it. The U.S. and its allies have responded to North Korea's fifth nuclear test conducted on Friday with new calls for sanctions. China is giving ambiguous signals about whether it will support any additional action against its traditional ally. This is VOA News. The Croatian Democratic Union won parliamentary elections Sunday but did not gain enough votes to rule without a coalition. Nearly complete returns show the Conservative Party winning 61 seats in the 151-member Croatian parliament, the Liberal Social Democrats finishing next with 54, and Most with 13. That leaves the Croatian Democratic Union trying to negotiate mainly with Most in order to form a ruling majority. Voters in Belarus went to the polls Sunday in a legislative election marred by irregularities. 484 candidates, most of them current government officials, competed for 110 lower house seats. A human rights group says it has found evidence of war profiteering by some of South Sudan's top political leaders. Actor George Clooney and activist John Pendergast, the co-founders of the rights group The Sentry, shared the findings Monday at a news conference in Washington. Here is Clooney.
The simple fact is they're stealing the money to fund their militias to attack and kill one another. The evidence is thorough, it is detailed, and it is irrefutable.
It accuses South Sudanese President Salva Kiir, former First Vice President Riek Machar, and South Sudanese generals of stealing millions of dollars from state coffers. Afghan officials say security forces Monday killed two suicide bombers, ending a two-hour siege at a hospital in Kandahar. The gunfight also left an officer of Afghanistan's intelligence agency dead. A spokesman for the hospital says patients, attendants, and hospital staff were all unhurt. In Turkey, 24 elected mayors of the main pro-Kurdish party have been removed from office. Dorian Jones takes a look.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has strongly defended the ouster of the 24 mayors of the pro-Kurdish HDP.
Geç atılmış bir adımdır.
He says it's a step that came late, one that should have been taken long ago. The Interior Ministry accused the mayors of providing financial and logistical support to the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK, which is fighting the Turkish state. No evidence has been provided to support the claims, but many mayors have been under investigation for months. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
U.S. President Barack Obama Monday recognized the plight of the world's refugees in a greeting to Muslims observing Islam's Eid al-Adha. The president called the observance a celebration of the ways faith can transcend difference or boundaries and unite people under the banners of friendship and love. Muslims around the world celebrate Eid al-Adha by killing and sacrificing cows, sheep, or goats. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were up at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.